Hello and welcome to 251, Two Pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today our subject is the screenwriter and playwright, Alan Plater. My name's Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. Alan Plater was an English playwright, screenwriter, born in 1935 in Jarrow, and he actually trained as an architect at King's College in Newcastle, but he didn't really... I think he only practiced very briefly as an architect and very soon became a writer. And he was kind of like a... I think he was like an early staff writer for the BBC, and he wrote... he wrote for dramas like... Was Zed Cars on the BBC? Or was,
I can't remember.
No, yeah. Anyway, yeah, Zed Cars, which was an early sort of police show. Other credits, things like Oh No, It's Selwyn Froggitt, which was a kind of comedy show. Fortunes of War, which I think was quite a highly respected adaptation. But the reason why we're talking about him, really, is because he was a big jazz fan. And a lot of his kind of original writing, so writing, you know, not stuff that he was... writing for other people, involved jazz in some way. And by far his most successful series was the sort of trilogy, The Beiderbecke Affair, which I remember from the late 80s when I was a kid. I was a teenager at the time, but I was kind of getting into jazz at the time. And there were three seasons, really. It was The Beiderbecke Affair, The Beiderbecke Tapes, and The Beiderbecke Connection, ran from 84 to 88. Featured James Bolam as a kind of jazz-loving school teacher and his colleague, played by Barbara Flynn. And they kind of ended up getting into these adventures involving political corruption and nuclear waste dumping and these sorts of things. But the thing was, there was a soundtrack, obviously kind of inspired by Bix Beiderbecke. It was Frank Ricotti provided the soundtrack, and it was actually Kenny Baker who kind of did the Bix Beiderbecke bits.
So Frank Ricotti wrote it?
Yes, I think so. The score, yeah.
No wonder he's rich.
and it was good. It was very entertaining, it was very funny. It's kind of comedy drama, I guess you would call it. It's still, I think you can see it all on YouTube if you want to. But he also wrote a novel in 87 called Misterioso, which was about a young woman's kind of search for her real father, who actually turned out to be a jazz musician. And he adapted that for there was a play in 1991, which again I remember watching at the time. And he also wrote a play for the Screen One strand called Doggin' Around, which I think was aired in 94. That starred Elliot Gould as this kind of cantankerous American pianist who was kind of forced against his will to do this tour of the north of England jazz clubs.
Oh, right.
And it's actually really, it's very funny. It's good. And I think all of that is on YouTube as well, if you want to watch it. And I think, you know, he liked jazz. And I think what he really particularly liked about jazz was the humour, because all of his stuff has a lot of humour. And it's very much that kind of, I always sort of think of this kind of deadpan, slightly self-deprecatory humour. Yeah. Is in all of these, and I think he gets that from jazz. Partly.
So he hung around with jazz musicians.
Yeah, he did. Went to Ronnie Scott's a lot, and in fact, there was a documentary at the end of the 80s about Ronnie Scott's, and he's interviewed quite extensively in that. And it's quite interesting. He talks about the similarity he sees between writing and jazz. You know, so actually, he wrote a few things down. He says, jazz musicians are like writers in that you don't choose to be one, it chooses you. And once you've been chosen, you don't really have too much choice. And he says, the other thing we have in common is that we're both confronted with the equivalent of a blank sheet of paper. And what I know is I'm going to write a scene or a group of scenes, and I know that there is a theme, which I'm going to develop over 32 bars, but I don't know what the notes are. And I sit at the typewriter and I play the notes and develop the theme. So he was obviously thinking about jazz improvisation when he was writing, and he sort of saw this connection between, I think, the processes, you know.
I've just listened to a book by Lee Child, which is the introductions that he wrote for a very special edition of his books. And I was quite surprised, because they're quite, you know, they follow a route, those books. And he said when he sits down to write, he sits down on the 1st of September every year. He doesn't know what the book's going to be. It's quite interesting.
So he improvises, really.
He kind of improvises. Anyway, I'm Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
My name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.